That's it, so you can ignore it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, any news?
No.
Adam didn't call in?
No.
Oh, I thought he might call in today. I haven't seen him.
No, I don't be at him because he's a lot of family to look after, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's in once or twice a week, though, is he?
Oh, he does, eh? Yeah, I mean, I only have to ring him or text him if I need anything, yeah.
The good son.
Uh-huh. Your stomach? Why? What did it have?
Dad gave me mussels and monkfish.
Oh, dodgy. Dodgy. Yeah.
And loads of cream.
Yeah. Could be dodgy, all right. Especially the mussels.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you met Adam's gang at all?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, Max, and Alfie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only met Henry, I think. I think Max was there one day.
I think the three of them were in all right at Christmas.
Yeah, one of them loved going along behind the sofa in the sitting room.
Oh, yeah. And you've definitely met Alfie, the little fella, as well, because one day I was at your house and he screamed the place down. He was...
in a mood?
I think it was when Tara was just going back to work or something.
Oh, right.
I must...
Are they working on the road down there or something?
He's just, he's sort of sweeping up and that kind of thing.
Oh.
I just walked past the phone when I was coming in.
Aye.
So Ethel hasn't run at all, no?
Yep.
What age is Pat now, Mum?
God, I don't know. Ethel'll be 82 this year.
And
he's a good deal older than her.
Was he?
He must be in well into his 90s.
Oh, my God. Right. I hope everything's okay.
I'd say he was one of these very fit people always,
yes,
you know.
Yes, involved in the church, wasn't he?
Oh, he is, yeah.
Did they meet at the church?
No. Sure, he's Dublin.
How did she meet him, son?
I don't know. Can't remember now. So long ago. She knew him
through somebody or...
She knew him before they started, you know, dating. They didn't just meet up like that.
She was in her 40s when she got married, was she?
Yep.
That was nice.
Jean is the only one at home now. Ethel worries about her a lot.
Yes.
I would too in that house.
Yeah.
It's very isolated. And that awful stairs then, like in Granny, in Anna's house, you know. You know it's the same house, don't you?
Well, you told me that, but it doesn't look the same.
It's the same builders, yeah.
Doesn't look the same, yeah.
It is actually, if you had been in there.
It just looks a bit wider and shorter than Nana's, but I suppose in Nana's they converted the attic.
Yeah.
That's where John and Sheila's.
That's right, yeah. I haven't been up there I wasn't up there after that, yeah. But it was the same builder. Bit of a coincidence, huh?
Your house, wasn't it?
Is
your house two-storey,
Dalmany? It was built on. It started off as a bungalow dorm with a room for extension.
And they extended
an expansion,
then.
Yep.
But it had an upstairs by the time I
yep.
was born.
Dormer windows. They broke out the roof, you know, to put the windows in.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an almighty storm that night.
Oh, my God.
I'll never forget it.
Why, were you young when they did that?
I was, but I wasn't the person. My mother was a very nervous person. I wasn't the person who was really scared that night. She was terrified. It was awful.
What?
She was so scared of the wind that the roof would blow off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But there was just holes in it for the windows, is it?
There was. It was had been opened to put in the windows.
Yeah.
You know, the roof had been opened to put in the windows. So there would have been just a cover over it instead of a roof.
Yeah.
She was in an awful state, I remember.
Was she nervous of weather, like, or just...
She was a bit, yeah. Everything, yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, she was really, yeah. I don't know, because I don't know much about her background. Like, you know, she didn't talk about home.
Did she talk about anything?
No, there was just
not really.
her mother and father at home. She had no brothers or sisters.
She was an only child.
Mm. I think I probably met the parents when I was about a year old or something like that, and that was, I never,
in London?
Wouldn't,
when she took you on that trip to London?
Mm. Or was that after they died?
I don't know, I remember you telling me like years ago that you had been, and that she was showing you like, oh, this building was bombed and that building was bombed.
Yeah, didn't you and I go and look for the house one time?
No, we went to the grave.
Yeah, well, somebody, when
it's
I was in London,
grave.
Went, yeah, but somebody, I went with somebody and looked at where the house was.
That was your mother, you said to me years ago.
Oh, was it, yeah.
You were like small, but not too.
Ah,
a small child.
Yeah.
Sure,
I'd say
if you were two, it would have been the war. That was 39.
That's right, it was. We went just when the
after
war started.
The war.
No.
Oh, when it started?
Just at the start of the war, yeah.
Why would you do that? Oh, and she was worried about them, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? I was only two, so I wouldn't have known. But I remember being in the boat and being terrified.
I thought you went later than that.
No.
Do you remember it being two?
I do, you just remember something horrifying, which was being in the boat.
Right.
I mean, boats weren't exactly modernised then, were they?
No, I don't know.
They weren't.
Not.
They weren't, no. It's like going as if you went in a rowboat now, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That much safety.
I don't know when the Germans started bombing London.
And
but you definitely said to me,
Jean and I went and looked for the house too at some stage, I think.
You and Jean together went to London?
Well, Jean was over there working.
Oh, she wasn't.
She was in Surrey.
Yeah.
Mm.
What, you
we went and we went and looked at a few family places, if you know.
Oh really? I didn't know you were ever that friendly.
Yeah, we were. We got on right. Just that she's one of those people that, if you don't like the things she likes, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
In other words, if you aren't enraptured by animals, for instance, you're a fool. And if you do like clothes and things like that, you're a fool.
She was pretty opinionated.
Absolutely.
Was your mother like that?
Not at all. She was very, very, very retiring person.
Was she shy, like?
Yeah.
Would she ever talk to you then about getting married or?
No, never. Never talked about anything personal.
Did you go to dances and stuff when she was alive?
Right now, she died in 1958. I would have been 21. Yeah.
You must have.
Yeah.
What age did you start going to dances?
Oh, about 18 or 19, I suppose.
Really?
Socials. Church of Ireland. Our favourite was Brinny. Do you know where Brinny is?
No.
It's down near Bandon.
B-R-I-N-N-Y?
Yeah, and we used to, that was our favourite. I used to go with the O'Hara's.
Yeah.
Except Ethel didn't go.
Yeah, she wasn't into that kind of
thing. Jean, Susan and Margaret. Jean did the driving.
Why was it your favourite?
I probably met a few nice chaps there, you know, now.
Yeah. Why did Dad go there if he wasn't even Church of Ireland? Just socials.
Dad go where?
Why did Dad go to the church socials?
He didn't.
I thought he did.
No.
Where did you meet him then?
Oh, Dad, sorry. I'm
dad.
Thinking
no,
of my
not
dad.
Your dad. My
yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
He did though.
He had pals, like, he was friendly with a couple of guys who were Protestants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met him in Christchurch, at a social in Christchurch in town.
Where's Christchurch?
It's a gallery now, an art gallery down on South Main Street.
Triscoll Arts?
Yep.
Go away, that's where you met Dad.
Yeah, well, the social mightn't have been there, it might have been in a hall somewhere around there.
Oh yeah, but it was Christchurch social.
Yeah.
Oh, so did he only go to the ones in town? Not
well,
in
he
country?
Wasn't supposed to be there because he wasn't Protestant, you were supposed to have your identity.
Were you?
Well,
you
see,
show
it
the door?
This was, huh?
Not your rosary beads.
No, this was trying to stop mixed marriages, basically,
yes,
I think.
Of course.
They were great though, the socials.
Why?
Very relaxed.
Why were they great?
They were very relaxed, you know. And the, like going with the girls, you know, to the country once, you had the spin down and, you know, gossiping and catching up in the news and everything.
Yeah.
We used to go to Bandon, and the Brinny was the best one down there. It was somewhere around about Upton direction.
Yeah.
And we went on a couple of bit further away, but not many. The city ones weren't that good.
Why were the country ones better?
They were more relaxed, like, and the fellas were better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what more relaxed means. That's like a code word.
That you felt comfortable and enjoying
just
yourself. Yeah.
And did you all stand around the side like in the Edna O'Brien?
No,
films?
We sat down.
And then they'd
the fellas stood around.
Yeah. And if you didn't get asked to dance, would you be mortified? Or
you'd
just
see, you'd just. There weren't enough fellas to go around anyway,
did
so.
Did you get any sausage supper or anything?
Yeah, well, a supper, not necessarily sausages.
Nice.
Yeah, there was supper.
Was it 10 to 2 or something? Or 9 to 12?
Something like that, yeah.
Early?
Late. 2 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
And you had to have your transport left.
So who drove?
Jean, I think it was the driver. Jean O'Hara.
And did they have any alcohol?
No, they didn't have any. I mean, it was just a hand around
tea or
soft
drinks.
Yeah.
But they weren't Baptist things, they were.
Oh, God, Ruth. Baptists don't
dance.
Dance.
But when was the Baptist? So, when you were younger than that?
No. It's the same
got
time.
More religious after that?
I didn't. I just. Depended who I was with, like.
Oh, right. So you were like just a fair day Baptist, like, when you felt like it.
When I was converted, you know, and I was baptised as an adult.
I know, but then you're not supposed to dance or go to the cinema.
No, you're not.
But you did.
I did.
Rule breaker.
Some others did and some didn't.
Hello.
Hello.
What would you like for your supper?
What are you offering?
I don't know.
I'll have a sandwich, actually. A tuna sandwich, please.
Tuna sandwich, yes. Perfect, yeah. Do you want me just to find out what's hot?
No, don't feel like it,
just,
don't feel like it.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Something nice hot.
I don't want to, thank you, madam.
You've been living off sandwiches since
I don't
like
care.
I know.
She lives off
busybody.
She's the odd hot dinner, you know.
Thank
she's
you.
The odd hot dinner, she does.
See?
That's good to know, like one every 2 weeks or something.
No.
Every couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you say anything else beneficial now?
A few buns.
Huh?
Would you like a bun or something like that?
A bun?
I think she's after making shortbread.
Ah, yeah.
Valentine's, oh, no, that sounds
biscuits.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that
yes.
sounds for, oh,
definitely.
For Valentine's.
I was in the kitchen earlier, like, you know, yeah.
Lovely.
They had to do it actually down the other day. The lady does the nails, and she come around.
Oh,
her
no,
nails.
She didn't. Yeah.
She was in the
I've
other
done
day.
My own.
They made those biscuits again the other day, but they had a chocolate fountain, they were dipping them in the.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Did all the trimmings on
the
conservatory, you know?
Yeah.
She does a bit of. Producing a bit of that every second morning down in the conservatory.
Go
like,
on.
You know,
yeah.
Oh,
right, like
baking
biscuits and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, all that kind of caper, like, yeah. Alright, so I'll have a room around there.
Thank you.
Lovely. He's very nice.
Yeah. My nails are strong, thank goodness.
I'm not allowed to put any nail polish on now.
Oh?
Because the operation.
Oh, right. I didn't know you that.
I looked it up. Apparently, your nails go blue if you're losing oxygen.
Oh, and
so
they wouldn't know if.
See it.
Go on, I
yeah,
never
the
knew that now.
And the So your mother never talked to you about anything, like going to the dances or.
Well, my mother was gone. Sure, my mother died when I was 21.
I know, but you said you started going to the dances when you were 18 or something.
Ah, yeah, but not that many.
So she never talked about anything personal?
Not really, no.
Nothing that you can ever remember. That's
no, well, I was with Ken White for a good while. Rennie's brother,
yeah.
Rennie's eldest brother. But
is that
I mean,
David's brother
too. Yeah, I was out with David first.
Yeah,
and
was that when your mother was alive?
It would have been. Yeah, she died in 58.
Yeah.
when I was 21.
Granddad talk about anything personal?
Granddad didn't talk much at all. He had nothing personal at all. Not really, no. I mean, Mum and myself would have just chatted if
about
this and that.
The cat and
or the
dinner.
Job,
and
my job, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, people weren't as intimate with their family members as some of them were. You know, I used to envy Ethel, her family being
what,
bigger.
The O'Hara's close? Close.
They were, and there were so many of them, you see. There was Hilda, Ethel was the eldest, and then there was Jim. Jim died fairly young. He worked in the Victoria Hospital in the office.
I know, we went to see him.
Yeah. You what?
I remember we going to see him in there for some reason.
Right.
But Jean worked in there as well, didn't she?
One of them did, yeah. And Hilda went away early. She went in the Wrens, joined the Wrens. That's where she met Branko.
Yeah.
And Jean was about the most down-to-earth type, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then Margaret was the youngest.
And Susan.
Susan, yeah. I worked with Susan for quite a while. In Belton and Williams, stockbrokers.
When did their parents die? Sure, I remember the mother.
Do you? Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
I think they died fairly young.
I have a memory of somebody older opening the door with the yappy dogs.
Oh, the yappy dog, I remember that,
there was more than one. They had about three. They would bite the hands
off
you.
Oh, they would,
They were vicious.
Yeah.
Pekingese or something.
Yeah.
Weren't they? One Yorkie and two Pekingese.
That's something like that, yeah. Parents were kind of fairly strict as far as I remember, but the only time I used to see them was if I, they used to pick the girls up at school at Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be sitting in the car outside waiting, like. Dad used to pick me up at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
My dad. Not your dad, obviously.
What, he'd pick you up in the car and bring you home for your lunch?
Yes.
It's only around the corner.
Yeah, well, he was going to lunch anyway.
Oh, he drove home from the mall every day for the Grand Parade to go for lunch?
Yeah.
And he picked you up?
Yeah.
And then would he drop you back then to school?
I didn't have school in the afternoon.
Oh, right.
We had school till 2 o'clock or something, that was it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of winning there a bit.
So, we used to be a bit fed up at school because the boarders thought they were better than us. They kind of treated us like idiots. They were probably richer and they were independent, you see. They weren't stuck at home.
Oh, yeah, they were independent. They could do all sorts
of stuff. Stuck at home with the parents. Well, they couldn't because they wouldn't have been allowed by the staff.
No, but like they probably thought they were
very
independent.
Independent, yeah.
I hated to be a boarder.
Yeah. So I was a bit disappointed when I wasn't made a prefect, seeing I'd been there since kindergarten.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't have been a very forceful person, I suppose, but maybe it would have helped me to be more forceful.
You should be awful bossy to be a prefect, don't you? Ours were all very bossy.
Hmm. They weren't all bossy, though, the people that made prefects. But then you never knew what parents knew teachers.
Oh, really?
Outside
like
of school and that kind of thing.
Was
well, it was a snobby school.
Prefect?
It was a snobby school. Like.
Yeah. I could never have been a prefect.
Mm. Then there was always
code.
A kind of a bit of a feeling of competition between us and grammar school, you know.
Mm. What, Brandon?
No, Cork Grammar School.
Where was that?
Where your school was.
Oh, right. I thought they were all the same. I didn't know they'd amalgamated. I thought Ashton was just the future of Rochelle, sort of thing.
No, it was the future Rochelle and grammar school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was a Cork grammar school and abandoned grammar school and Rochelle.
Yeah.
Jeez, she must have had a lot of projects at one stage.
Yeah. Died out.
Yeah.
Because they were made sign a form saying their children would be brought up as Catholics.
Well, only if they married one of the Catholics. If you keep marrying each other, you didn't have to sign anything.
Yeah, but there weren't enough of us going around, you see,
inbreds,
to go around.
Inbreds, like the Queen's family.
Yeah. Actually, I had to go and see a priest before I married your dad, and he was extremely nice.
The fella from Ballinock Church, yeah. He was kind of mortified, I'd say, was he?
Oh, well, I don't know whether he was mortified or not, but he was really, really nice about it, you know.
Yeah, lovely.
Kind of about, you know, you had to promise to bring your kids up and all that kind of thing. And he just made a good impression on me.
Well, he could have been horrible.
He could have, yeah. He could have made tried to make me convert to Catholicism.
Oh, heaven forbid, Mum.
I tell you.
So, who dumped who with the Ken White thing, so...
It just fizzled out as far as I remember. Well, Ken joined the RAF, you see, first.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was away, he was in Germany.
Right.
Mm.
He joined the RAF?
Yep.
Why was he in Germany? So was that peace?
Because the Germany, the RAF were in Germany.
To keep the peace, like?
I presume so. We used to write, like, you know.
47, 57, so that would be the end of the 50s.
Mm.
Was that when you were, that must have been when you were just about 20, so was it?
Mm.
Under 20, like before your mother died?
Yeah.
And then you didn't meet Dad for another 10, 8, 9 years?
Mm. Met him at a social.
Christchurch.
Good place to meet a Catholic, like.
Yeah. At a church social for Protestants.
Yeah, I think he knew two O'Hara's girls.
The O'Hara girls were like, they were like something out of a TV programme, they looked like, didn't they?
Yeah.
With their headscarves and their... they looked like country girls.
Yeah.
Tiny too.
I'd say their mum and dad were pretty strict. Excuse me. And then I was...
Jim never married either, did he?
No.
And Ethel didn't marry too late.
No. I was friendly with Ken White.
His sister.
Rennie's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was with him for a couple of years actually. He was in the RAF.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then who did you go out with after that? Did you have a few years of not going out with anybody?
Yeah, I used to go to the socials with the girls, like, and, you know, you'd probably fall for somebody that didn't fall for you. And
yeah, but also your mother died, so that was pretty traumatic.
Sit there waiting for them to come over and ask you to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, the most traumatic thing about my mum was that I couldn't tell anyone.
Was it a secret?
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What, because it's shameful she wouldn't have been allowed to be buried or something, was it?
Not that she wouldn't have been.
Social...
She would have been allowed to be buried,
well,
as far as I know.
You couldn't be buried in a Catholic churchyard, could you? If you committed suicide? Wasn't there something?
Yeah, but she wasn't a Catholic.
No, I know,
yeah.
But I didn't know that it wasn't the case for the Protestants.
No, I don't think it was. But I wasn't allowed to tell my friends or anyone. They knew anyway. They knew anyway.
What did you have to tell her, them?
That my mother had killed herself.
No, but what did you have to tell them instead, like? She what?
Just she died suddenly.
She died suddenly, God.
Which she did.
Everybody probably knew, it was caught.
They did, I found out afterwards, but everybody guessed. But it would have been so much more comforting to me if people had known and, you know.
You could talk about it. Like.
Talk about it, exactly.
That's horrible.
Well, I mean, the neighbours must surely have known, because you had to have the guards around to make sure there wasn't any foul play.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a day, I can tell you.
But did she have any friends, Mum?
She did, yeah. She used to go to horse drives.
But she wasn't... She was still unhappy, obviously.
Well, I gather my father wasn't an easiest person to live with, like. He was bossy type, I think.
Was he?
Mm.
Like what?
A lot of people who appear to be quiet are actually bossy to their nearest and dearest.
What, that he wanted the house perfect, or...?
No, I
he
don't think so.
You must remember what it was like? Or maybe...
Well, I was only 21 when she went.
I can remember everything, but...
Mm. don't know, I remember more about my friends and things about them. And I was in the Girls' Brigade. And
what age are you in the Girls' Brigade?
Late teens. And I used to, on Sundays, I used to go to church about four times.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, church in the, like I was in the Baptist church that time. And I used to go there on Sunday morning. Saturday night was prayer. There was a prayer meeting. And then Sunday morning, church. And Sunday afternoon, another prayer meeting. And Sunday evening, church. And Sunday evening after church, the YMCA had a meeting down in Marlborough Street.
And did you go to all of those with your friends?
Yeah.
Different ones, or were they all as lunatic religious?
Lunatic, yeah. But
what, is this all the Baptist stuff?
Not necessarily.
Jesus, no normal person that isn't a Baptist goes to church four times in one day plus the night
You'll
before.
Be surprised.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Mind you, Aiken, who's in my work, he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
They go for like
everything.
Days.
Yeah.
They have retreats. They go for days.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't do me any harm.
No, no. And I suppose you had a nice network of people you knew through that, caring people as well. But you kind of gave it up then.
I did. Well, I went back to going to the dances with the girls and that with the O'Hara's. I think Ethel probably arranged that for me, like, you know.
When did you become friendly with Ethel more?
In school.
Oh, in
school?
She was
my class
in
school.
But she didn't go to the dances?
No.
She just didn't like it?
Ethel's a very reserved person. Pat suits her down the round. And she knew Pat. She knew Pat for years because he was married to Avril's, a relation of Avril's. And Avril was another of Ethel's best friends, like,
yes,
you know, she was
yeah.
her best friend before me even.
Yes, yeah.
And so he was, and apparently there was a bit of matchmaking went on then.
What, with the friends?
Yeah.
Her friends, when she was a little older, like.
To get her hooked up with Pat.
Yeah.
When after his wife died, yeah. He's nice though, he's a strange man though, but he's nice. Does this flash to tell you it's charged or what?
No, it's just when you stop talking.
Oh,
it
goes
into like a kind of a standby mode.
Oh, right.
And then it goes red again if you start talking, it goes solid red. And then the little lights are just telling you the recording level, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't got right because I'm not a technical person.
No,
you're
not.
The, whatever he's used to wash the yard.
Go on.
Must be a bleach or something.
Yeah, that's strong old Irish bleach. Phones have a habit of doing a bunk when they. Give her my love. The West Wing, huh? Sky Atlantic.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm going to watch that again now.
We
I'm
don't.
I'm going to watch that again when I'm off for my operation.
Yeah, we don't have Sky
to,
Atlantic.
I just got it and I love it.
Yeah.
It's got everything I like on it.
Did you drop something?
Yeah.
Oops.
Would you mind if I turn the light on though?
Of course I don't, and you might as well shut the window at this stage.
Here are just so strong compared to London. In London it's cold.
Oh yeah?
Really cold.
Mm.
But not so windy.
God, it was a long time since I saw the West Wing.
There's this radio programme on, and it's called West Wing Weekly.
Yeah.
And basically, they just go through, like, an episode of the West Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
In every episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's fabulous. Like, and they interview, like, what was he called? Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
And Rob Lowe and...
The whole nine yards.
Or Alice and Janney, all of the cast.
I see Sky Atlantic here. They've got the West Wing and they've House. Without a Trace. They don't have any
Sky
of those.
Atlantic, you see, they're all good programmes, aren't they?
We don't have them at all.
Right, so Elsa sends her love.
Send mine back, please.
I sent yours already.
All right.
So she sent hers back.
Oh, I see.
Be wishing all well for Thursday. When are you back to London? You good getting S visit in before you laid up? Oh, yeah. She doesn't write very good texts. Eve is going to Greece tomorrow.
Who is?
Eve.
Oh, is she?
Athens.
Hmm. Oh, would he ever shut up?
Who?
That man.
The fella who goes, nurse. He always calls, no, he's going, nurse. And he always calls me nurse.
Is there a men's ward or what? Or are they all the same? No, that's the only man I've heard, like.
Oh, no, there's lots of men.
Are there?
Yeah.
Mm.
But everybody has their own rooms.
Mm.
I don't think there's any double rooms here. I think it's all singles.
Oh, right.
Some places have double rooms.
Yeah.
I'd say you'd not like that, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
To share a double.
Well, it's depending who you're sharing, wouldn't
That's
it?
True. If it was basically. Like Martin Sheen, you wouldn't say no.
Well,
I would.
He's a bit old now, though, isn't he? I mean, what's the point?
Young Martin Sheen. She's sleeping in this.
Adam texted me earlier, but I don't know when he said you'd be in some other day. He's like a bloody sheep gone wrong.
Who?
That man.
Bah. Stop it, Mom.
I'm not mean.
You are so. Evil streak.
What did I get that cream for?
What is it?
Dactacorche.
It could be for your nail. Is it?
No, it wasn't. I think it was for some itchiness or something.
I don't know what you're asking. It's all good all the time. So. Like Dad, he asks you a lot of questions, but he never tells you the answers.
Who?
Dad.
Oh? He what?
He asks a lot of questions, but he doesn't listen to the answers.
Oh, that's annoying. The name of your medicine is Aaron. Inflamed conditions of the skin, such as eczema and dermatitis.
It's maybe it was for your leg.
I suppose.